Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us on this episode of the Thought Cloud Podcast. Our guest today is Stan Markoff. He is the CEO of Runecast, and he's here to tell us today some of the initiatives that his company is taking to help fight the COVID-19 pandemic. But before we get into that, Stan, could you just tell us the history of Runecast, what the company is, and what types of services you provide?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Amy. We started the company in 2014, and myself, I'm one of the co-founders and the CEO. Together with my co-founders, we used to work for IBM for many years, so we're quite technical, so we were managing the VMware systems, the IT systems of many of our customers across the EMEA region. And that's where we discovered that most of the issues that we have to firefight, they're already documented somewhere online in a knowledge base or some forum or white paper. So we've decided to build a software which uses all that knowledge, which is human readable and unstructured, but it uses that knowledge automatically to discover some hidden issues and security, potential security vulnerabilities in the VMware systems of customers, so that they can be protected. They could discover them before some big outage or some security breach. So this is how we started back in 2014, released our product, the first version in September 2015. So our product is helping various different organizations from various different verticals to helping with their business continuity by discovering risks for outages before they happen, but also for their security compliance posture as well.
That's great. And so to contribute to the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic, you are offering free licenses for hospitals and free analysis for other organizations, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So, I mean, we were thinking, I think it's important for everybody to think how they can contribute to this, because we're all in this together. We all want to solve it as soon as possible. And we were looking at where we can help. We realize that hospitals and clinics are obviously the most overwhelmed organizations these days. And we saw reports for even some hospitals being hacked, which caused complete chaos, and it's impacting them a lot. They are overwhelmed with operational issues as well. Many of them are running VMware. So we thought that instead of, you know, them having to look for budget and, you know, potentially getting Runecast or another product, we could act quickly and we could provide a free license at least till September 15th. They could just start using all the features of the product, and this would ease their IT operations load, and it will help them be more secure as well. So that's one of the things that we thought it's really important to quickly provide this opportunity for hospital and clinics. And we announced this a few days ago. I'm happy that we already have, we supplied many hospitals and clinics around the world already. So we had great responses and great feedback. And I'm really happy that we could help in that way. The second thing that we decided to do is related to the fact that a lot of organizations had to quickly transition to work from home mode. So this means that many of them had to spin up very quickly virtual desktop infrastructures. So they would be using a VMware Horizon. And it's important, of course, to keep that virtual desktop infrastructure stable and clear from any operational or security issues. Luckily, our product, that's one of the things that the product does, along with other things, it's analyzing this virtual desktop infrastructure's Horizon. So, and this is a issue for all organizations out there, not just hospitals and clinics. So we thought of also unlocking these features or enabling these features for free until September 15th, the analysis of the Horizon VDI environments for customers. So these are the two initiatives. This is our response to COVID-19 is helping hospitals and clinics with full functionality, with a full license for Runcast Analyzer, and for any organization out there, they have free VMware Horizon virtual desktop analysis to help them with their new work from home infrastructure.
Well, that's really amazing. And I'm happy to hear that you say you already have some people that are taking you up on the offer. I can't even imagine what it's like to be working in a hospital or a clinic right now. I'm thankful that I'm not in that environment. So in what ways did these organizations have to change anything within the way that they were already functioning? Is it just a software program that they're able to download? Is there anything that they had to have physically installed at their site, or is it just a seamless remote service?
Yeah, the beauty of it is that it's just a software that they need to deploy. It's just 1 gigabyte in size that they download from our website. It's a virtual appliance, so it wouldn't take more than 5 minutes to get it up and running and already to start bringing them value and helping them identifying any security risks or operational risks. So That's one of the great things about it, that it's really easy to deploy. I mean, we had some hospitals, even today, actually, they requested a license and just 10 minutes later, they were already up and running. So you don't even need internet connectivity for the product to run. Like a lot of softwares nowadays, they require some specific network setups, connection to the internet. So even if you run, you can run Runcast in a very secure environment, even a dark site, basically. So you could deploy it and it will just start running within a few minutes.
Wow. And for anybody who is listening that may work in a healthcare facility or, like you said, at any other organization, because basically every business that's able to stay open right now is running primarily from remote locations with their employees working at home, which for a lot of places is very new. And they may not have even considered having remote workers before. So
yes.
Could you direct them to where they could go to find out more about your product specifically and how it could help them to maintain their functionality?
Yeah, the best place is just to go to runcast.com and there is a download button. They could just do a quick registration. If you're any type of organization that wants to take advantage of the free VMware Horizon analysis, you don't have to do anything. Just download the product and it will start working with all that functionality enabled until September 15th. If you're a hospital or clinic and you need a full license with all the features, you could just drop us an email at healthcare@runcast.com and you could just say that you're a hospital or clinic and you're asking for a free license for your environment size. So you could specify the number of CPU sockets you have and we will provide it as soon as possible, for sure within the same day.
And I know that you said at this time you are looking to provide these services up through September 15th, and hopefully we are not still being affected by this pandemic, at least not at this scale by that time, although the future is really unknown for everything right now. So if this clears up quickly, and, you know, before September, or if it is cleared up by your September 15th date, what do you see in the near-term future for your company?
Do you mean as a roadmap or in general?
Yeah, just in general, like what, you know, you're kind of a newer company, just started in the last like 5 or 6 years. So I think, like I said, there's no answers, but it seems to me that after the situation has happened and so many people have had to rely on working from home, I think a, a lot more digitization is going to be taking place. I think a lot more organizations are going to be trying to incorporate smart technology into their buildings so that they can have a self-sustaining business, so to speak. So how are you guys preparing for that?
And this is, it's a great question, because I think, one of the things that this pandemic will do is it will really change how we're using technology. I think any company even discovers new ways right now, to how they're going to use technology. And certainly, business continuity is something that will be more and more important, and the ability for you to keep your service and business continuity without having too many manual efforts. And that's exactly what our product helps, basically to remove that complexity and to discover any potential risks and to mitigate any potential outages that you might have in your critical mission critical infrastructure. So we will continue to implement more and more features in that direction of having it easier for you to keep your business continuity. The other important thing is also security, right? Because with the whole digitalization, it's all security is always important, but especially when you have so many people working from home or in remote locations, this is becoming even more important. And the security piece of our product is also extremely important. It scans against many different security compliance standards that are needed across the world. Automation is also important in order to do things efficiently. So I think this is pretty much where the world is going. Having more emphasis on business continuity, security, and overall automation. Going forward, we want to have Runecast for everything. I think softwares like ours will become increasingly important that are helping with this kind of initiatives for companies. And we're currently covering analysis for VMware, for AWS. We will keep adding more and more technologies on the list that we are analyzing and discovering risks. So Runecast Analyzer is turning more into a central dashboard or a central platform where you could see any potential operational business continuity or security risks from one single place for your entire IT, whether it's your enterprise IT you have in a data center, or if you have it in the cloud. So I think this is extremely important, and this is the direction where we're going.
That's great. And it's really impressive that you guys made such a quick response to the situation. I know pretty much everybody has been forced to make a quick response to this because it was something that we weren't planning for. But if the companies and the hospitals that are turning to you for help right now, I haven't had enough time to say thank you, then I hope you know that there are people out there who definitely appreciate your efforts. And I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me about it today. And I'm definitely going to do my best to get this podcast into as many listeners' homes as possible so that people know that help is out there. People know that they have somebody to turn to, and we can all keep our businesses going, you know, and work from home as much as we can and keep as many people healthy and secure. So thank you again for joining me.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much, Amy. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I hope to spread the word, and we're all in this together. I'm really inspired also by everybody that's trying to help. We're practicing the social distancing now, but it's funny how we're kind of connected with the same purpose right now to fight this. So I'm happy to be part of that.
All right. And for everybody listening, tune in next time to the next episode of the Thought Cloud Podcast.